Next up, we've got the Alleviators with If Only. And I love me a good duet. Like, I really like it when there are two vocalists that come together on the chorus and they each sing their own verse and they come together on the chorus and there's sweet harmony. And I can hear that Becca and Travis are individually both capable singers who have a range of emotions that they can bring to the table. I guess I'm just a little confused why I'm hearing a lot of vocal dissonance and murkiness on the first chorus. Like,
yeah,
there's that line, stuck on their own way, forever they'll wait. And I'd venture to say this is not a pleasing vocal harmony. Maybe there was a miscommunication as to who was singing what part. And my biggest complaint about this song is that there's just not a satisfying vocal melody almost anywhere to be found in the chorus. It's like just this murky, undefined musical bit. And the bridge is probably my favorite part, and the outro is also nice, but the chorus just lands with a thud.
This is the singer for Governing Dynamics, right?
Travis, yeah.
So he's already sort of got me. You know, I'm very fond of his singing delivery and his voice. I really, really kind of like pretty much everything that I've heard by him. This, you're right, though. There's problems with the chorus. The verse, I think, I was fine with the verse. I just thought that it reminded me a lot of Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House.
And you could tell that they were trying to avoid that on certain notes. Like, oh, can't use that pitch. Got to pick a different one.
Yeah, not distractingly like that, but I mean, I guess if I mention it, it was certainly noticeable. It veers away from it pretty quickly, but yeah, it's there. Yeah, in general, the song I thought was lovely and captivating. But yeah, the vocals are weirdly out of tune, especially I think in the first chorus.
I think it gets better also, on later choruses, but
yeah, but even then, there were spots in the later choruses where I could say, okay, that note there, like if I had the sheet music, I could point to that note and I could say that one's wrong. And there's just a couple of individual notes in the later choruses too that Jerkatorium wouldn't choose. Let me put it that way.
The tasteful part of Jerkatorium might not choose.
but I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter because everything resolves at the end of the chorus really well and really correctly. So it's kind of like, how much chaos can you take if it's going to end up in good territory? So yeah, I don't know. This is probably going to be in middle range for me, I think. Hard to tell.